You have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Romans chapter 8. Amen. Romans chapter 8. We'll begin reading at verse 1 this morning. The Bible says in verse 1 of Romans 8, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together." Amen. I want to preach just a little while this morning on what do you want and what do you need. What do you want and what do you need? Ain't you glad today, praise God, that God's got all that we need? Amen. God has everything for every individual. And the Bible teaches us here, He said that where Christ is, there's no more condemnation. Where the Lord has moved in and taken up His abode, there's no condemnation of sin. God has taken away the sinful part and gave us a righteous part. Our righteousness this morning is in Christ Jesus. It's not in me and it's not in you. Amen. We can try to be good. We should strive for perfection. That's what Brother Paul said. But we can't do it without the Lord. I'm glad today, praise God, that we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the righteous. He's sitting there to make intercession for me and you. Amen. I'm glad for that today that we have that. Because of that, we have the blessed assurance, amen, that when we go through this walk of life, that there's somebody, amen, that's there with us. It's a presence of the Lord, amen, that'll guide us and lead us every step of this walk of life that we live. As Brother Rex was teaching this morning, he was teaching about Peter and John, and when they was preaching the gospel, and they put them in jail, and the angel of the Lord come, and he opened up, and he brought them out of there, and he told them, said, "You go in and you preach, amen, about all the things of this life." I praise God today that I've got life, and I've got life in abundance. Amen. There was a time when I was dying. I was on my way to a devil's hell. But praise be to God. He was a God of glory. Amen. It never give up on me. I might have give up on myself. You might have give up on yourself. But praise God, He never gave up on you. You were in your condemnation. You were trapped in your sin. But praise be to God. He was a good deliverer. Hey! He was a delivering God. He came to where you was at. Amen. Reached down in the depths of your soul and said, "Hey, I'm here to release you and set you free." Ain't you glad for that today? Ain't you glad we're serving a deliverance? You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know. It seems like I'm in bondage." Hey, if you're in bondage, it's because of sin. Amen. But if we cry out to the Lord and we trust upon Him, He'll set us free. Praise God. He knows what we need today. He knows every individual in this place. He knows you by name. Hey, He knows even to the hairs, the number of hairs in your head. Amen. Amen. He can discern good and evil. He can discern between the body and the soul, amen. He can divide asunder, praise God. And I tell you, when God does the dividing, when we allow God to do the dividing, amen, He does a marvelous work in us. He does a transforming work. See, He's a transforming God this morning, amen, in what He does. And it's just deciding what you want and what you need. He said, hey, listen, we were already condemned in this old flesh. Amen, this flesh will condemn you, this flesh will bring you down. But He said, hey, is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, there's some leadership and guidance, amen, that'll bring us along. And He said, it's the Spirit of God that'll show us where we need to be. When we just give heed to the Holy Ghost of God, when He wants to move in our lives. We've got to be willing to listen and hear what He says. And He begins to do the work for us as only He can. It's the Spirit of God that guides us and directs us in that path. It brings us up out of that law of sin, praise God. That law that would condemn, that law would put us down. But praise God, they was a God of glory, praise God, that helped us to overcome the law. Amen. The law was just a school teacher to teach us how wicked our flesh is. But praise God, there's a God of glory that overcome the law. He overcome that flesh. Amen. And He give us the right way and a right desire down in the depths of our soul. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life is in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. That old tyrant of sin, praise God. Well, hey, we don't have to give in to it. It's not our master no more. Amen. And we got to get the mindset and the mentality, praise God, that we don't belong to that tyrant no more. Amen. Amen? That we've got a righteous God, praise God, that's there to help us and deliver us from our own selves. Amen. If we could ever realize, praise God, what we need to be delivered of. If we could ever realize this morning, praise God, that it's a personal thing, praise God. It's got to be brought down to where we are. We've got to realize within self, praise God, that we're not all that. We've got to realize, praise God, and recognize that we need help. Let me just bring it down. You've got to realize this morning that you need help. You've got to realize, praise God, that you're going the wrong way. And praise God, you need some guidance in your life. Amen. God's got a roadmap, praise God. If we'll give in to Him, if we'll just submit ourselves to Him, He'll put us on the right path. Amen. Hey, it's a narrow path. He won't let you go off trying to take these detours. See, the devil paints us a picture and puts us on a road, and he says, hey, you know what? You go down this road, and you can go this way or that way. Hey, listen, I won't say God's way is the only way. Amen. And God's our way this morning. Amen. And we're trying to, you say, preacher, why you preach this way? Because I love you enough this morning, praise God, to realize we need to get together in this thing, get yoked up, praise God, with the God of glory so we can receive the help that we need and we can do right in this present world we live. And we can be a help to someone along the way. These people that's discouraged, these people that's given up, these people that's given in. And we've got to be able to come alongside them, praise God, and tell them, you know what? And give them the encouragement. Say, there's a way that you can go that's pleasing to a holy God. Amen. I'm talking about you this morning. There's a way you can go that's pleasing to a holy God. And Jesus made that way. He said, for when what the law could not do and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned in the flesh. Amen. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Amen. That it could be fulfilled in us. That's doing right in the eyes of God. He said, hey, it could be fulfilled in you. Why? Because of what Christ Jesus has already done. It's that finished work of Calvary, praise God. It's that precious blood applied that makes a difference. Amen. It gives you enough unction, enough desire, praise God, to realize that there's a God of glory and He's alive. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. Amen. And not only is He alive, but praise God, He's on your side. Which had an advocate with the Father. Praise the Lord. He said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Are you fleshly minded or are you spiritually minded? Which way is your mind drawing you? Hello? Which way is your mind drawing you? See, we have to, hey, listen, it's our responsibility to evaluate ourselves. He said, judge yourself, lest you be judged. He said, if we'd judge ourselves, God wouldn't have to. Could you imagine the life that we could have, praise God, if we was walking circumspectly with the Lord today, doing the things in this blessed old book that's pleasing to a holy God? Did you ever think about just living right? It makes all the difference in the world. It gives you that attitude, that change of heart, praise God, that's pleasing to God. And it's not that hard to do. Amen? I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. It'll be a battle. You'll have to work at it. But God said He'd help you. Amen. Verse 6 said, for to be carnally minded, that's fleshly minded, is enmity against God. He said it's death. To be carnally minded is death. But also He said, verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. He said it's worldly desiring. The flesh wants to chase after the world. We've got to, hey, I know I preach this a lot, we've got to learn to rein in the flesh. We've got to get a hold of who we are. We've got to get a hold of our own desires. And we've got to make our desires, praise God, God's desires. We've got to start leaning in and striving in a godly manner, praise God, to get where God wants us to be. Hey, you say, well, preacher, you don't realize it's just too late. It's never too late. As long as we have breath in our body, praise God, we can trust our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We can keep our eyes and our minds focused on Him, and He'll lead us in the right path. It's never too late. That's a lie, the lie of the devil. The devil's telling you, you don't realize, I done this, and I've done that. So what? We all have. But God Almighty, praise God, will forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, praise God, if we'll just cry out to Him with a sincere heart. If we ever sincerely decide that we want to go with God, God will take us, praise God, with Him. Amen. He will not leave us nor forsake us, but He'll go with us if we'll trust Him. He said, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He said, that's where we get it. So how do we get it? We get it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That life and peace that we need is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look over at Romans chapter 5. Let me just show you right quickly. I didn't plan on going this way, but this way the Lord's leading. Life and peace. How many likes life? Amen. How many likes peace? Amen. Everybody likes life. Everybody likes peace. So how do we get life? How do we get peace? God tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. He said, therefore, being justified by faith. Now listen, being justified by faith. Now that's justified means just as if. Just as if, Brother Charles, we had never committed any sin. Just as if we had been pure and holy in the eyes of God all the days of our life. He said, therefore, being justified by faith. It's faith, praise God, that justifies. So we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He said, how do you get peace in this old world? Hey, you say, well, there ain't no peace around. No, there's wars and rumors of wars and there's battles on every hand. We're fighting the devil. We're fighting our own family sometimes because we're trying to believe right. We're trying to do right. Praise God. And there's a lot of folks that's lost and undone. Praise, and they need the Lord. And it's just a constant battle. Praise God. But I tell you, just stay in a good fight of faith. Praise God. And one of these days, your chaste life will lead them to the right decision. Amen. So that they can have peace and joy too. But we're forfeiting our peace and joy because we're not being justified by faith. Don't realize, praise God, through faith that Jesus has already paid the price of sin. We don't have to be sinners no more. We can put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. That we have peace with God. Not only do we have peace in this world, but we have peace with God. Hey, I don't care if the whole world's hair-lipped with the way I live and the way I try to do. But praise God, I want God to be pleased with me. And if I can have peace, now listen to me, if we can have peace in our heart before God and with God, Praise God, that's the kind of peace that passes understanding. That's the kind of peace, praise God, that'll give us encouragement for the days ahead. When the worlds are crumbling around us and economy's falling down and finances ain't what they ought to be, praise God, you can look unto the Lord and say, you know, I know the one that's going to keep me, praise God. He said he'd never leave me or forsake me. He said he'd never see the righteous forsaken or his seed a begging bread. I'm just going to go with God. Yes, sir. Amen. And while the rest of the world's running to and fro trying to make it, we can just look to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I just like them little birds, Lord. They get up every morning. They just tweet, 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 just praise God. Thanking Him ahead of time for that provision He's going to make. And neither sow nor reap, or neither have barns for store. But praise God, He feeds them little old sparrows every day. 300, glory to God, 365 days a year. Amen. Why? Because they just get up and they just say, He's God. And they expect Him to take care of. You expect God to take care of you? See, we sell ourselves short. We ought to expect God to help us. We ought to expect God to love us because He does. He can't help it. God has to love us. That's part of who He is. His love for us, it entails taking care of us. Jesus said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, said everything else we need God to take care of. Amen. So if we get peace this morning, what do you need? What do you want in this walk of life? You want peace? You want joy? You want happiness? He said, God's got it. He said, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory, amen, of God. He said, we have this hope in God. We have what we need in God. If we just come through justification, just as if we've never sinned, praise God, putting because of grace, because of faith, praise God, applying it to our life and just taking hold of it and saying, you know what? Everything's going to be all right because I belong to Him. Amen. You remember the old scenario I give you all time about? He said, God's got us in His hand. Jesus has covered us by the blood and the Holy Ghost come by and just breathes on us on purpose. Amen. Just gives us just a little bit every now. Just by the time you get down, you get discouraged, you feel like you're all alone. Holy Ghost of God says, you're covered. Yeah, amen. So God's got what you need. He's got the encouragement. He's got the love. He's got the provision that we need. So just hang on, praise God. Just trust in the Lord because it is good. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. He said, not only so, verse 3, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing tribulation, work of patience, patience, experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen? So we see here that God's gave us some exceeding great and precious promises that we can hold on to. Amen? But we have to decide on what we want. To be carnally minded, that's enmity against God. Or to be spiritually minded and be mindful of God. It's an easy choice. You say, well, Pastor, it couldn't be that simple. See, the problem is, it is that simple. Amen? It's who we think on, who we meditate on, who we're trusting in. I love the song the children sing, we can trust Jesus. I must trust Jesus. That's what we got to do. Every one of us, we must trust Jesus. That finished work of Calvary, praise God. That blood, that precious, precious blood that was shed. Amen. For the sins of the world, mine and yours. Verse 8, he says, so then, chapter 8, so then they are that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do you know if we're living in the flesh, we can't please God? You hear me this morning? If we're living in the flesh, if we're doing the things that this body wants to do, we can't please God. If we're going with the mindset and the attitude of this flesh, this body, this present vessel we live in, we cannot please God until our mindset and our attitude is changed. Now what God does, He does that for us. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, but if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of His. So you say, well, preacher, I can't change. Well, then you don't have the Spirit of God because the Spirit of God can change you. See, it takes the Spirit of God to change us. to mold us and make us into what He wants to be. But what do we want today? Do you want the Spirit of God to have control of you? Do you need the Spirit of God to manifest Himself to you? Since what we want and what we need, praise God, is what makes the difference. I'm afraid we want so many different things, and we say that we need so many different things, and praise God, we're not wanting and needing the right thing. Amen. Just nod your head. Amen. That's us today. We're looking in all the wrong places. Had a lady tell me the other day, said a fellow was talking to his daughter. And he said, you know what's wrong with her? She's all upset. She's frustrated. She don't know what to do. Amen. She's confused. She's irate. Different situation. Just all to pieces. And her father told her, he said he got a big old fist. He said, you see this right here? He said, there's something about the size of my fist that's a missing something down in your soul. It's something about the side of my fist that's lacking down in your heart. That's why you're so miserable. He said, there's a void about the size of my fist, amen, that needs to be filled with something. And he said, there's nothing in this world that will fill that void. I thought, praise God, what preaching? Amen. He told her, there's an emptiness the size of my fist. He said, your heart, praise God, it needs the Lord. Amen. See, the only thing that'll give you satisfaction and hope and peace and your joy back is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The only thing that'll fit in there. Amen. The only thing that can get in there. It was prepared for God Almighty. Amen. We are, God gives us souls and spirits, praise God, to be utilized by God. Amen. He said that, and verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of Christ. That's an eternal life that He gives us. And He said the Spirit of God is that agent, praise God, that gives it to us. He's the agent, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace and speaks our heart and directs us in a way that we need to go. But He doesn't stop there. He said, but if the Spirit of man that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Not only do we have an agent, praise God, but we've got a pledge of what He'll do. Amen. If we just realize, praise God, that we're nothing, He's everything, and that we need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we make Him the Lord supreme in our life, the Holy Ghost of God comes in. He indwells us, praise God. He sets us a table, and He gives us the blessing. He offers us up the presence and the promises of God. Amen. Gives it to us. Just opens up a theater of our heart and lets us become spectators in what God's able to do. If we just surrender to Him. Amen. He makes you alive. Praise God. He says that shall also quicken your mortal bodies. That's to make alive. Amen. He said, if we don't have the Holy Ghost God, we're dead in our trespassing sins. But He said, when we get the Holy Ghost God, when God moves in, praise God, because of what Jesus did, because He sent a comforter. Amen. Then we have peace with God. He said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh. He said we have no obligation to the flesh. See, a lot of times I think we get caught up in a mindset that we've got obligations that we've got to feel for this flesh. We owe this flesh nothing. Amen? This old flesh, it's a deceiver, it's a destroyer, it leads us astray. We don't owe it nothing. We don't have to do things to please it. We don't have to do things to satisfy it. Amen? Especially if it's outside the spectrum of what God says. Amen? Not again. Amen. But if we get in our heart, praise God, Holy Ghost God, and the Spirit's there and He directs us, praise God, He'll direct us in the right path. Amen. For His name's sake. He said we don't have to be obligated to these old bodies. He said we're not debtors to the flesh. Don't owe them a thing. I don't owe this old flesh of my thing. It ain't done nothing but let me down. Amen. My flesh never done nothing but let me down, deceive me. But praise God, the Spirit of God's always helped me. But said that, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall what? Die. So if you live after flesh, you're going to die. If you live after flesh a whole lot, praise God, you'll probably die pretty quick. Amen. Hey, have you ever noticed that people that just go after the flesh and do the fleshly things and hit the bars and they whore hop and they take drugs and they drink alcohol? Have you ever realized they don't live too long? They go out quick. Why? Because they just serve the flesh. And the flesh sucks up all that it can. It thinks it's good. It thinks it's fun. It thinks it's excitement until it just kills it. And the flesh dies. And what do you have left? Just an old dead flesh. Amen? They said the flesh dies. Because, hey, you know why? Because we don't owe the flesh nothing. If we realize we don't owe the flesh nothing, praise God, and we live, praise God, for the Spirit, that God may live in us, praise God, we've got some hope. But it's what we want to do, and it's what we need to do today that makes the difference. Amen. We have to make that the choice. He said, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Mortify means to put to death, to get rid of the deeds of the flesh. So what he's talking about here, he's talking about being in action. He's talking about taking action against the deeds of the flesh. He's talking about taking actions, praise God, that'll encourage our hearts, that'll lead us in the right way. He said, it's kind of like Proverbs. He said, at Proverbs 6, where he said, consider the aim. Or he said, let's look at that right quickly. Proverbs, let me just show you. That'd be a good example. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6, I believe it is. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Yeah, he said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. He said, hey, he said, what you need to do? He said, just go to the ant. He said, walk like an ant. He said, wait. He said, let's do it this way. He said, put yourself in ant's shoes for a day. Amen? He said, what you need to do? Now listen, church, listen to me just a minute. I will give you, he said, put yourself in an ant's shoes for one day. All right? He said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Now he's talking about somebody that's a sluggard is somebody that's unprepared. Amen. It's not only somebody that's unprepared, it's somebody that's habitually idle. Amen. Somebody that's without action. In our society, a lot of times we call them just plain lazy. You know what I believe today? I believe we've got a lot of lazy Christians today. Because it takes a little bit of effort to do right and to stay lined up with God and to stay in church and do what's right. Praise God, we don't want to put forth the effort. You know what God says? He said we need to consider the ant. Amen? He said, consider the ant. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways. Consider the way the ant lives. Consider what she has to do. Now listen to what he says. He said, and be wise. He said, pay attention to what she does and be wise. He said, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. So she don't have anybody to direct her. Amen? Provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Amen? So she don't have anybody to guide her or direct her, but praise God, she's preparing things. She's preparing for herself. She's preparing for her colony. She's preparing for life. Amen? Nobody to direct her, nobody to oversee her, nobody to counsel her. But how much greater are we than the ant? God gives us counsel, God gives us direction, and God gives us physical health. God gives us the help that we need, praise God, to do that, that we need to provide for the future. A person that's a sluggard, they don't provide for the future. See, we're short-sighted. We need to start looking ahead. There's a whole lot of us, praise God, that are very short-sighted. We're just looking at today and what we have today. But we have no desire, praise God, no thought of what we need for tomorrow and the generation that's coming after us. But we need to put ourselves in the shoes of an ant, praise God, and begin to be prepared to begin to take action so that we can see souls saved. Amen. The reason souls ain't been saved, the reason America's in the shape she's in is because we've become sluggards. Amen. We've become without action. But praise God, he said, hey, if we just consider this little ant and begin to prepare. See, we got winter coming on. And you know today's the day, I think it's 4:44 today, fall begins. I think it was today, or maybe it was yesterday. It's today. Today at 4:44 p.m., fall officially begins. And we've been preparing, a lot of us have been preparing for winter. Amen, Brother Bill Collins. I talked to him one day, and my mother had come over, and me and her sat in the sunroom and talked, had good fellowship, and broke beans all day, and run a whole bunch of green beans, put them in a canner, made provision. We were preparing, amen. Because, hey, the winter's coming, it's going to get cold, times may get bad, and we need provision. So we begin to prepare. But there's a lot of people that never prepare. They never make provision. They don't even make provision for this life, much less for the next life. But God says that we should just put our shoes, our feet, and just be like an ant, go the way of the ant. Amen. Start making provisions. And that, what is it? What is he talking about? It's talking about taking personal responsibility. Amen. Personal responsibility. Hey, you don't can't put it off on your wife, praise God, to make sure you got food in the pantry and everything, fellas. Amen. We got to make sure that there's provisions made so she can get it there, and we need to help her. Amen. And it's not just the husband's wife to make sure things are perfect, but it's the wife's job to come alongside him as a helpmeet and begin to prepare. And it's the same thing with our spiritual life. We've got to come together as a team, praise God, as one, and begin to work together in preparation. We've got a lot of preparation to do just for this life, but how much preparation do we have to do for eternal life? Amen? We've got a lot to do, don't we? But God said that He would help us if we just mortify the deeds of the body. He said, you shall live. He said, the preparations is made. Verse 14 of Romans 8, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. He said, if you've got the Spirit of God in you and you know it. Now let me just say this. If you're saved and you've got the Spirit of God, amen, you know it. There's no question about it. There's no doubting it. The Spirit of God, amen, is there. He reveals Himself. If you go for weeks and weeks at a time, and I mean, I know sometimes we get in a drought. I know sometimes we get in a low spot in our life, and it's just like we can't get a hold of the Lord. I realize I've been there. But in a little while, Holy Ghost of God, something will happen, and Holy Ghost starts to stir down your soul and let you know, praise God, that He's there with you. Amen. He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you, so He'll be there with you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Look at Galatians. I'll turn over. You don't have to. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. He says, but when the fullness of time, verse 4, said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, I like how God says, hey, you know what? He didn't send Him somewhere. He sent Him right to where we was at. Amen? He was made under law to come to us that was under the law. Praise the Lord. To redeem them that were under law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. Amen? He said, so that you'd no longer be servants, but that the servants that was servant to sin, praise God, could be a servant of Lord Jesus Christ. To take you out of the servitude of the flesh and the world, praise God, to be a child of the King. How do you know that? Look at verse 6. It says, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. He said, we've been promoted, praise God. If we've got the Holy Ghost of God living in our heart, He said, we've received a promotion. Kind of like being in the military, praise God, we've increased our rank. We've stepped up, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad God's got a promotion program? Amen? He says in Romans 8:15, he said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. He said, we're not supposed to be. See, now listen to me just a minute. I'm going to be done in just a second. We have two tendencies as Christians. I scratched these down last night. I was there yesterday morning. I was thinking about these. We have two tendencies. One, it's of the fallback under the slavery of sin. You know, go back where we were, amen. We make a profession, we come and we know who the Lord is. Maybe we even get born again. But we let the world and the flesh pull us back down. We're constantly letting the world pull us back down. And we become a slave to the sin, amen, that the Lord come to deliver us from. That's the one tendency. The second tendency is to serve God in an attitude of servitude. Amen. An attitude of fear, like He's there just watching over, looking for us to make a mistake. Newsflash, God ain't looking for you to make a mistake. God is looking for you to do right. Amen. He's looking for you to do righteously, praise God. He's looking to be able, hey, He's a heavenly Father there to encourage you. Amen. That kind of turns the tide on the devil, don't it? Amen. We think of God, if we ain't very careful, we have a tendency to think of God as somebody that's looking down on us all the time, just trying to find fault. God is never trying to find fault in you. God is always looking at you, praise God, listen to me, young people, to find the good things in you. So that He can come alongside you, encourage you, and help you, and give you hope, and give you joy, and give you peace down in your soul. That's what God's doing. He's not an old God of wrath that wants to just beat on you. Oh, He can be. Amen. When we're disobedient, when we turn our back on, when we disallow Him. But that's not the way God wants to be. Amen. What He wants us to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to rule our life. That's what He's talking about here. To have that peace with God. To have that adoption. To become part of the family. Listen, in order to become part of a family, you've got to fit in. In other words, you've got to work together. Amen. If you're going to have peace in your family, praise God, you're going to have joy in your family, you're going to have harmony, then you've got to work together. He said, hey, listen. He said, I made you heirs and joiners. He said, I'll give you adoption. Amen. You're not a servant no more. You're not an outcast. He praised God. He said, I brought you in. Glory to God. He said, I've made you part of the family. Amen. You're not an outcast. Amen. When it comes time, praise God, to receive an inheritance, praise God, He said, you'll get an inheritance. Because just like the rest of the family. But God Almighty, He said, hey, listen, He said, what do you want? And what do you need? Can you just imagine God today as He's sitting at the throne of grace? Amen. Looking down and He's saying, Brother Bill, what do you want, buddy? What do you want? What do you want from me? And a lot of times we say, well, you know, I want $1 million. I want a big house. I want a big car. I want the things of this world. I want to have a lot of money in the bank. He said, well, what do you want? He said, that's what you want. He said, what do you need? What do you really need? He said, well, preacher, I need gas in my car, and I need, I need to have more money for that big mortgage for that fine house that you give me. Amen. And I need to have this, and I need to have that. He said, no, really. He said, what do you want? And what do you need? See, a lot of times our wants and our needs ain't really what we should want and what we should need. God said, hey, listen, if you trust me and the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I've got all that you need, all that you want. I've got all that you can need. He said, I've got everything for you. He said, so what do you want? Brings it personal. He said, what do you want? What do you need? He said, what do you want from me? He said, Lord, you know what I want more than anything? Lord, I want a close. Abba, Father, Papa, Daddy,
yeah.
I just want that relationship with you, Daddy.
Yeah.
I want that closeness with you, Daddy. Papa, I want to feel your presence. I want to know that I'm doing right. I want to feel that encouraging touch. Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want to know that you're God and that I'm one of your little children. Amen. Daddy, that's what I want. Father, that's what I want. We said, what do you need? So, Daddy, Papa, Heavenly Father, I just want to snuggle up into your bosom. God, I just want to climb up in your lap because you love me. I want to just, glory to God, I just want to feel you put them arms around me and pull me close. Father, that's what I want. I want to feel your presence. All the days of my life. You see, our wants and our needs aren't what we want. Our wants and our needs aren't what we need. Our wants and what we need should be a desire for Him. What do you want? What do you need?